Listen to this roster report for an update on the Patriots roster. Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and welcome back to another Patriots Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's the 1st of December here at Gillette Stadium. We have Paul Perl and Andy Hart talking about all the Patriots' recent transactions, including the injury to Junior Seau and what that means to the Patriots roster.
Thanks, Lori. Another Patriots podcast roster report. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Well, it's pretty much all Junior Seau this week, Andy. Obviously, the veteran linebacker goes on injury reserve with a broken arm, leaves a big gap, 3-4, 4-3. Who fills the spot?
Tully Bantakane, the guy who filled the spot last week when Seau actually got hurt. As Bill said pretty often and pretty definitively this week, that's what they've practiced in, you know, earlier in the season. That's the lineup. Colvin goes to left outside linebacker. Vrabel slides inside to the Will. Brewski stays as the Mike. And Tully Bantakane comes in the right outside spot. And that's your 3-4 front. I think the question beyond that, that you mentioned, 4-3, 3-4, is depth. You know, if one of those guys gets nicked up in a game, or if Bantakane, who this is his first real significant chance to play, likely on a significant basis week to week to week, if he's not ready to go, next in line, that's the big question mark.
Yeah, I would think that this would be about as bare bones minimum you could have in terms of linebacker depth and still play the 3-4 that Bill probably would prefer. If they go 4-3, you have a combination of Mike Wright and Jarvis Green up front, depending if you're playing base run defense, I probably Wright, pass situation, sub packages, whatnot, you get a little bit more of Jarvis Green. The question that I would have, let's just say for argument's sake they want to stay 3-4, who is number 5 now, I guess? I think you're absolutely right. It's Vrabel and Brewski inside, Bantakane and Colvin outside. Is it Pierre Woods number 5 outside, or is it Corey Mays? Inside, Eric Alexander, a guy who's been around.
Eric Alexander just because he's a little more experienced. Combine that with the fact that he came from LSU, so a similar system. So this is now, 4-5 years he's been in the Belichick-type defense. Done some things in the preseason. We've seen him have flashes of play on defense. Other than that, I don't think you have a lot of options. Two rookies that are undrafted guys, I don't think you're going to throw out there on defense. And as much as Larry Izzo and Don Davis have made plays for this team over the years on special teams, I think you've seen, and you saw it in a one-play stretch against the Bears. When Don Davis is on the field, he comes in for one play when Teddy Bruschi got nicked up, and the Bears go for 17 yards right by him. I just don't think you could have those guys on the field on a regular, every-down basis in a 3-4 and have a lot of success.
Yeah, we have seen, in Alexander's case, he has played a little bit of both, inside and outside, so maybe that makes him a better candidate. Just for that reason alone, his flexibility. But we'll see how that shapes out going forward. About the only other roster news, just kind of some loose ends here. Antoine Spann was re-signed to the practice squad, so he keeps that shuttle going back and forth to the active roster and the practice squad. Patrick Pass finally was activated for the game. We didn't get a chance to talk about that last Friday. Patrick played a little bit on special teams. Do you see a bigger role than that going forward for him?
Not really. And I think he'll be there. Well, I think he'll be there to fill any roles that might sort of develop, whether it's a return guy, whether it's as a backup running back if injuries all of a sudden cropped up, whether it's, blocking if Heath Evans were banged up. Right now, we talked about whether Pass even would have a role with this team. Well, right now, you're actually one man down on the roster with Seau going on IR. You have an open spot. So we've never really seen that numbers crunch come into play where they might have had to make a decision with a guy. And, the only area that it's really an issue is in the defensive backfield where you have Eugene Wilson, Rodney Harrison, Asani Samuel, Ellis Hobbs, Chad Scott, all those guys missing time over the last month, month and a half. But it's never gotten to a roster crunch because I think a guy like Pass might be a guy who would go away, whether he gets cut or one of those guys goes on IR, because you're carrying a lot of running backs right now who are all healthy and you don't really need all of them.
Well, things could change, obviously, between now and Sunday when the Lions come to town. Right now, though, 52 as of Friday, still 52 on the active roster. It looks like Bill might decide to stick with that, at least for now. Maybe going forward, see how that depth shapes out, and then make a roster move next week, depending on how I would say that the pieces fall into place. But probably a good time to have the Lions coming into town, kind of a calm before the storm. You have the Lions last week and now Miami next week, but Detroit comes to town, probably anticlimactic. Any things that you're looking for out of Detroit before we wrap this one up?
I want to see Roy Williams in person. He looks like he's one of those elite-type guys stuck in a bad situation maybe in Detroit where they're not winning a lot of games. But he's one of those players you see highlights of and you want to see in person to see how really impressive he is on a play-by-play basis. So I'm intrigued. Brian Urlacher was the same kind of guy. Both times I've seen him, he's impressive. And I think I'll be interested to see what Roy Williams is in person.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on our Patriots Roster Report podcast for this Friday. Back to you, Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next week for a brand new Roster Report podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and go Pats!